Deuteronomy 15:1 through 16:17. Devotional focus verse. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. Deuteronomy 16:2-3. The 4th of July, Independence Day in the United States. What exciting thoughts those words bring to our minds. The parades, picnics, fireworks, and patriotic music thrill us. Hearing or singing our national anthem stirs our hearts. We are thankful to our forefathers who fought for and won our independence and our freedoms. Perhaps our Thanksgiving is even more personal. Many of us have heard our fathers or grandfathers recount war stories, accounts of their military experiences. My father told of lying deathly sick in a ripped tent during a typhoon in Japan. In the midst of the driving rain, God gave him a promise and brought him through. These stories may be some of our favorite family traditions, and they remind us that our freedom came at a price. Passover was Independence Day for the nation of Israel, and its commemoration was steeped in tradition. On that night, God had miraculously freed them from slavery and shown his power over the Egyptian armies and gods. The Passover was to be a time of rejoicing and remembering. The purpose of the traditions was to remind the children of Israel and their future posterity that freedom came at a price. Each Christian has a spiritual Independence Day. Jesus died so that we could have freedom from sin. The day we find forgiveness for our sins is truly our personal Independence Day. He gives us life, liberty, and true happiness with the promise of eternal life. However, our spiritual freedom also came at a price that Jesus paid when he shed his blood at Calvary. There is value in remembering. Remembering family stories, remembering those who sacrificed for our freedoms, remembering Jesus' death. Remind yourself today of the time when God gave you independence and rejoice in his liberating power. Background information. God never overlooks a detail, and he is mindful of the financial situation of every person. He gave instructions to the Israelites that would benefit the people, especially the poor. The seventh year was one of release. God, knowing mankind's tendencies, cautioned the Israelites not to be hard-hearted when they knew the seventh year was approaching. They were to help the needy even if they knew that soon it would be the time of release. While it might have appeared that these instructions were designed for the poor, the rich also were sure to be blessed when they followed God's commands. An Israelite who was unable to pay a debt could be indentured for 6 years in place of payment. His discharge did not necessarily coincide with the year of release, for the 6 years were served consecutively. The master was told to send the servant out with generous provisions, enough to keep him until he could reestablish himself. This was a reminder that they had been slaves in Egypt, and when God had delivered them, they left with many gifts. If the servant wished to stay in the master's household, that could be arranged, and the servant signified it by having his ear pierced with an awl. 3 times a year, the Israelite men were to appear before God in the place he would choose for specific feasts. The Passover feast was the beginning of their religious year and celebrated their release from Egypt. This feast is still celebrated in Jewish homes. The youngest child will ask the father, "Why is this night different from all the rest?" as God instructed, the parents would then carefully explain all that happened on the night of deliverance from Egyptian bondage. 50 days, 7 weeks, after Passover came the Feast of Pentecost, and this celebration included all the children of Israel. It was a time of sharing and rejoicing. The Feast of Tabernacles was celebrated for 7 days at the end of harvest, and again, everyone was included. Conclusion: what does God see when He looks at the doorposts of your heart? Does He see a person who goes to church regularly, or a charitable person who gives money for missions or to help feed the poor? God is looking for more than just deeds. The old gospel hymn says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus."